Time for another update from Robert Pearson, the director of the Norfolk County RSVP program, to chat a little bit about how they're coping during these challenging times and also some upcoming holiday activities. Hi, Robert. Nice to see you again.
Always good to see you, Joe. Thanks for having me back on. I'm impressed that QATV has kept going with so much programming, and I know you've had community gatherings as well. I appreciate you making the time for me to come back on.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our pleasure. I know last time we chatted, I said I had hoped it would be in person next time. So I'm going to say it again, hopefully the next time. But in the meantime, I'm glad we have this opportunity. How have you been coping?
Yeah, well, knock on wood, following directions, staying safe, being innovative with our programming. It feels like we've adapted to this, and I'm excited that we have a number of new activities that have launched and have been taking off, a number of them that are remote so that people can volunteer from the safety of their home.
Yeah, have you found with folks having more time on their hands that they are looking for volunteer opportunities?
A number of them are, yes. We have a few folks that are absolutely still willing to go out and do the, the Meals on Wheels driving, which has increased, of course. The need has increased over time. And it's done in a safe way. They are really just dropping food off in front of people's doors and having minimal contact. So kudos to people that are up to do something. There are a number of people that say, I just want to do something now. I've been sitting home. What can I do that's safe? So we get a lot of inquiries about our programs now.
Are you still able to offer the rides for veterans to their healthcare appointments?
Yes, Joe, thanks for asking. This is really our flagship program, and we had never stopped offering the program, though we did limit it at the beginning of the pandemic to totally essential rides, people going to dialysis, people going to radiation, and activity has picked up a lot more since the summer. We'll see what happens now. We're at another crossroads, though we do have very strict protocol for any driver and passenger of how to stay safe. We supply masks, we supply hand sanitizer, no direct contact with the with the client, no going into the facilities. So it works, and I'm glad that our drivers have been abiding by the protocols for the most part.
Yeah, do you need more drivers? Do you need folks to step into those roles?
We can always use a couple more. We do have a number of drivers that are on hiatus, because they are a bit older and they just don't want to take the risk, very understandably. So yes, we could use maybe one or two new drivers from the Quincy area to commit to maybe one ride every 2 weeks. And we do give mileage reimbursement to our drivers as well.
For folks who are interested, Robert, this is a good time to ask you, how do they learn more about that? How do they sign up?
People can go to our website, which is norfolkcounty.org/RSVP, and they could send us an email through the website. People could call me directly at 781-234-3445. And would be happy to tell them about the very smart software program we use, where it doesn't take very much computer skill in order to self-assign a ride, which will give you all the steps, the timing, and even maps. Does everything but pop up their reimbursement check.
and drive the van for you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's good. Good. Well, here we are, holiday time. Hard to believe, but it is here.
Yes.
What is happening in the Norfolk County RSVP world?
Well, we are bringing good cheer where we can, and we are recognizing, I'd say, two distinct groups. The first program I'll mention is active duty military. This is going to be our fourth year of doing a holiday drive. It will be in conjunction with a group out of Cape Cod called Cape Cod Cares for Our Troops. We are soliciting donations, which I know you're going to share with our viewers shortly, of maybe about 35 or 40 different personal care items for our troops that can be dropped off at four different locations at within the county. Probably the closest for your viewers is Weymouth, though Walpole is possible. And I will certainly say that we have some of our board members that live close to Quincy, where if people want to donate, but they can't travel or get out of the house, again, they could call me at 781-234-3445, and we can have people come and pick up the items that they leave outside their door. So the beauty of this is that, as in past years, we've collected thousands of personal care items, and it looks like we're going to be able to collect a good amount because the drive's already happening. A couple of other local groups have stood up to want to raise, raise their own town profile. I know in Canton, there's a group that is going to be doing a drive as well. It's hard because of COVID to set up the logistics, though most places have set it up for people to come drop off items outside in a big barrel that's labeled, or in vestibule. And people coming to our office will call me, let me know when they arrive, and I'll come down and get their items. So right now I see, Joe, you have up a list of the preferred items that have been popular for active duty military. And so if any of you out there see this list, please consider buying some of these items or looking in your cabinets, as long as they're not gonna expire anytime soon. Consider calling us or dropping them off at a site, as little or as large a donation as you want to make. There are actually some people that are ordering things through online sites like Amazon and having them shipped directly to our office. So there are many ways that you can participate in this safely. And I urge all of us to bring this spirit of goodwill to our troops around the country and around the globe. Lastly, I'll mention that at the beginning of January, we will have a caravan and drop off all of these items to our location on the Cape. Cape Cod Cares for Our Troops, and it sure beats what we did the first year, which was mail out 36 boxes to Operation Gratitude in California and pay a few thousand dollars in postage, which we had the money to do, but it's much easier to caravan and bring it down to a local group.
Sure. And how do the donations get to the troops, Robert? And are they the troops here in this country, or are they overseas?
It's a combination. And this Cape Cod Cares group is connected to a larger organization and also has local contacts and local lists of people who are serving in the military, that they will package these items. So we'll give them a whole assortment of things, but then they'll resort, a mixture of items, and then mail them out based on their preferred list.
Okay, so that's kind of guarantees that the troops are getting exactly what they need, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, I think so. We have been received enthusiastically by this Cape Cod Cares group, especially this year because donations have dropped off due to the pandemic. And holiday time is a perfect time, despite, the change in seasons and what we're going through health-wise with the pandemic, to find ways to spread that warm care.
Yeah, speaking of, I know right here in Quincy, speaking of spreading warm care, there's some hand-knit items that you're going to be collecting.
Yes, warm-knit care. You got it, Joe. So tomorrow I'll be heading to the Kennedy Center, the senior center on Squantum Street in Quincy, to pick up about 15 or 20 Afghans or lap robes. I mean, a lap robe is basically a small Afghan for the lap. Though the knitters, even though they haven't been coming together in the senior center yet, they have been knitting from home and bringing their items in. So I will be meeting with Marie Ferrant, who is the coordinator down at Quincy, and I'll get a group photo of the Afghans and her, and maybe Tom Clasby, if he's around, for our next newsletter. And it's always a wonderful experience for me to come down. Usually I get to meet all of the knitters and take a group photo and see all the wonderful colors. Last year, the Quincy knitters knitted a huge Afghan in the shape of an American flag with all of the stars. And we actually used that image on our brochure.
Oh, very nice.
Right now. So it's so that will happen tomorrow. And I invite any of you who are listening, if you enjoy knitting, we would love to be able to find ways to collect your items to give to primarily the veterans at Brockton, Jamaica Plain, and West Roxbury VA hospitals. And we usually collect between 200 and 300 Afghans a year.
Wow.
And it's been a little less this year because of the pandemic. But please consider donating your handiworks to us for our veterans.
Now, is there a deadline, Robert, for the troop drive?
Thanks for asking that. Yeah, this troop drive needs to have a deadline so that we can coordinate it. Very intensively, we are asking people to be active with the drive between the time right after Thanksgiving, so starting the week of November 30th, through the end of the year, through January 31st. We will be available, and if you really have something for us the first couple of days in January, we won't turn it away, we'll take it. But the majority of things really should be in by the end of 2020. And isn't it nice to say that 2020 will be finishing up and we'll begin a new year, because it's been quite a year, Joe.
It certainly has. I don't think there'll be a lot of folks missing it, for sure, one way or the other.
Right.
Now, you also have in the past collected all kinds of items to distribute around the holidays. We have some kind of fun photos to show folks of what that might look like. Maybe you can explain what this is all about.
Okay, let's see what you bring up. Well, you could see from a past year some of the items that were donated from the holiday drive. And, a labor of love and fun for us the statisticians has been to count how many of each item came in. And we have a master list that we compile. I think in this particular year, we had about 3,500 items with maybe like 50 decks of playing cards, 75 packages of gum. Such an assortment of items that people generously gave. And we do that every year. You can see the fun that we're all having as we look at, we never fit so much on this big conference room table.
Now, before. Who is that that's joining you there, Robert?
Great. Thank you for asking. In the middle, is our wonderful office volunteer, Phyllis Spiro. And our volunteer coordinator on the left is Chris Goldsmith. And fortunately, while our office is closed due to COVID, we will be able to have one volunteer in at a time to help us with this count once we have the items in.
Oh, okay. That's good to know, actually. It's that there are folks that are still stepping up, even though we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, well, it gives me the opportunity, as you bring up other pictures of other drop-off sites, that we have not been operating alone. We have plenty of support from our advisory board members, who we've been boosting up Zoom meetings once every couple months or more. We've been having Zoom meetings. And the other project that we have going during this same time is we are going to be mailing out care packages and volunteer recognition holiday packages to 250 volunteers who we hadn't been able to recognize in August due to the pandemic. So people will be receiving a nice series of surprises within their gift packages. But that's going to also mean having a board member come in one at a time to help us package 250 separate items. So we're going to be doing a lot of counting, a lot of calculating, and a lot of mailing and delivering of good cheer in the next month and a half.
I'm guessing you have folks that probably donate to this every year, so they'll be looking, for this information to know where and when. So hopefully this will help get the word out for them.
I do believe so, Joe. It is my hope, because we are also advertising in the local papers. It helps to have this conversation with you, so viewers are here. We have it in our newsletter. And just jogging people's memory and spreading the word verbally will hopefully get more and more people involved. The more the merrier on this. And so, yes, we are hopeful.
Yeah, you mentioned the newsletter. How do folks get that, Robert?
The newsletter is gotten by our existing volunteers. So we send 250 to 300 of them. Though I do want to encourage people to go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Norfolk County RSVP. And you could see the full flyer there as well. And that is a way for you to communicate with the office as well. Great. So Facebook, we have a lot of activity on Facebook because we now have a volunteer social media expert that's helping us on Facebook and Twitter get the word out. So those of you that are connected, please check it out. Those of you that aren't, I hope you hear about it through friends and family.
How often does the newsletter published?
Newsletter is published every 2 months.
Okay.
We send that out by snail mail, and we also send it out by email.
Very good.
And if there are any of you that want to learn more about RSVP in general, because I still want to mention some other opportunities that are available and will be available. But again, my phone number is 781-234-3445 for any of you that want to learn more about our opportunities and would like to receive a newsletter and get a sampling of the kind of programs we have. But I'm excited whenever it's appropriate time, Joe, to share about some of our new virtual opportunities.
Yeah, please do, Robert. I think this is a great time to talk about that and also to show how you are embracing this new technology that we're all getting used to.
Yes. So there has clearly been a slow process that for the first number of months that started picking up in July. And we have been partnering with Quincy Community Access Programs, QCAP, and the, I'm thinking of the acronym, it's the China Neighborhood Community Program in Quincy also, for ESOL, English as a Second Language, and English for students of other language. And there's been a combination of people being trained, volunteers being trained on Zoom, which is the social platform Joe and I are talking through right now. But there are some other platforms as well, and they're very similar. And these individuals are working initially observing a classroom, and then either once a week meeting with the student over the computer platform to reinforce their learnings or lessons, getting instruction from teachers, or in some cases just using the telephone in between classrooms to call and have a brief chat in English with the student to reinforce what they're learning. So I expect we are going to continue this, and it's even beyond COVID that there's going to be a level of remote learning that's going to continue. We also are partnering with a number of elementary schools. We have four right now that we have begun or just beginning to train existing school volunteers on using their primary software is through Google. Mm-hmm. It's called Google Meet.
Yep.
Though they're all very similar and basic in that, you know, anybody using it at this point just needs to know how to click on a link to go in and know how to either at times turn on their mute so that if there are a lot of people in the room, their background noise and voice won't be heard, and at times turn off or on their computer screen. So I want to give a plug for those programs and also a telefriend program, which is through telephone, which we probably are going to have a need again after January. Right now it's a little more dormant, but we, with one of our partner sites, the Massachusetts Association for the Blind, mm-hmm. have been matching volunteers to chat with a visually impaired adult who's very isolated once a week over the telephone. The hope is for those folks, as COVID goes more in the background and their safety, that we may be able to find volunteers to go into their homes, help them with filling out bills, you know, writing checks, and possibly doing some food shopping for them. But in the meantime, you know, it looks like at least through the spring and summer, we would still be relying just on telephone-friendly visitors. Okay. This is an important announcement, though, because yep. I'm kind of bursting around the excitement of this one. We have been given an additional grant by our grantor. And just to take a step back, for people that don't know, while the Norfolk County Commissioners are our sponsor and our primary funder, where we are housed, where we are doing the work, we receive a significant grant from the National Service Organizations, and we are undergoing a rebranding. We are now being known as a grantee of AmeriCorps Seniors. So AmeriCorps has been an organization known as partnering with students who receive stipends. But our RSVP program, quote unquote, retired senior volunteer program, where we like to call it your invitation to community services, RSVP. We are a grantee of AmeriCorps Seniors. And we've been given a one-time grant augmentation for new pathways to service. And we are going to start in January working with an outside consulting group who will recruit 75 to 100 seniors who have a computer and have minimal skills but want to learn how to use these platforms. And we will be able to recruit those of you that are listening or your friends that want to learn this to have a two-month training program to really learn how to use these Zoom or Google platforms or Microsoft Team platforms. Don't let it all overwhelm you, folks. If you know how to send email, if you know how to search the internet, this could very your hand will be held over a two-month period, for the first month in a larger group, for the second month, one-on-one instruction. And then thereafter, you being able to call a helpline at any time. That organization is called Cyber Seniors. And our long-term goal is to say, with the pandemic, without the pandemic, there is a place for older adults to know how to connect with each other and others, to do service and to reduce their own social isolation and that of others as their mobility is reduced.
That is a wonderful announcement, and it's, you know, a positive that's come out of all of this, this year, I think, is different ways to connect and the importance of the connection and the fulfillment that you get from giving of yourself.
Yes, that is it. And I hope, Joe, that we all, despite all the stresses that we've undertaken, have seen this pandemic as an opportunity in many ways for us to care about our neighbors more, as and realize really more for all of us the fragility and value of life. As tenacious as we can be and as good as we've been in moving forward, all of us taking care of ourselves, we hopefully have that humility to know that we can't do it alone and we affect others, and how can we affect each other more positively? What we give out, you never know when it comes back to you.
So true, Robert. So true. Well said. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Well, I think I've talked long enough. we are here, folks. RSVP is here. And we'd love to hear from you. Also, a couple people from home are writing letters to first responders and active duty military of appreciation. That is one other way, safely, for you to be involved with the program. And by being an RSVP volunteer, filling out some brief paperwork so that we can officially invite you to be an RSVP volunteer, you then get our monthly or bi-monthly newsletter in the mail and keep your fingers crossed. Next August, hopefully we will have our annual big event at Lantanus, where we have over 200 people come. Maybe realistically it might be scaled down a little, but I want to be hopeful we're going to have something. And for anybody who's an RSVP volunteer, you will get an invitation to come. And maybe we'll Zoom it remotely for those who can't come.
Sure. Why not do both? You know, we have the technology now, so why not do both? Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So that's my spiel for today, Joe. I always appreciate you having me on for updates.
No, it's our pleasure, Robert, really. That's what part of our mission is, to be a connection to the community. So we're happy to have you. And please don't hesitate to reach out if there's something that comes up. You know, we can make it happen quickly.
Oh, good. I'll look forward to seeing you in the spring. But I want to wish you and everybody out there a safe and gratifying Thanksgiving and holiday season. We're moving through a lot of things, and there are things to be grateful for. And even if we can't be, I know we're not going to be in the same room, the same house with our grandkids and our kids this year, but we'll Zoom with them. And if you can be safely with your families, great. Though we have a lot to be thankful for. And I want to wish everybody a safe and joyful and warm holiday time.
That's a great way to leave it. Thanks again, Robert. Good to see you.
Yeah. You're welcome, Joe.